Here we are with what I consider to be the major voice of reason in our area, Richard Congressman Richard Neal, Richie Neal, who is the chairman of the incredible and important Ways and Means Committee. I knew you before that, Richie.
That's right.
You're terrific. Okay, so you're the man of the hour. You have incredible importance in Washington. I want to ask you this. Do you think President Biden has taken the right approach on Israel during the latest fighting?
Yes, I do. I think his response has been very measured. I think the tone that the president has adopted is a welcome contrast to President Trump's frequent volatile positions on international affairs. And I think it's pretty clear that the president, along with his national security team and Egypt and some of our other allies, they were able to bring about the ceasefire. And now, hopefully, negotiations and conversations can resume as it relates to what was it that created the ongoing turmoil.
Richie Neal, don't you think that it is clear, even though he's not claiming credit for it, that obviously, to some degree, the president, President Biden, had to lean on Bibi Netanyahu in order to get this done?
I don't think there's any question about it, and I think that the president should claim some satisfaction, even though it's premature to claim victory in bringing about the ceasefire. While we can perhaps accommodate the many interests, some years ago I read a terrific book by Tom Friedman, and I thought that one line in that book has stayed with me all of these years, and it was that the problem in the Middle East is that there's some truth to what everybody says, and I think that President Biden, with a long experience in foreign policy, perhaps started with that as his premise. I don't think he was belated in his response. I think that he took a pretty bold position, and as noted in the conversations he had with the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I also think there was a full acknowledgement that there was some responsibility for de-escalation on both sides.
Richie Neal, let's talk a little bit about January 6th and the commission which has been proposed, which the Republicans, I'm sorry, it's your interview, but succumbing to the will of the former president, are now opposing. You were there, you saw it happening. They're saying it was just regular people visiting the Capitol. What in the world is going on?
Well, there aren't that many tourists that I've encountered over my career that brought bear spray to the gatherings in terms of tourism. And to have one member of Congress who then is depicted in a photograph of being under siege inside of the chamber and pushing against the door to keep the recalcitrants out is indicative of what I witnessed. And I will tell you this, that for him to suggest that this was just a normal tourist day is the height of responsibility. We were trapped in the Capitol. I was trapped in my office, and the people that were with me, the security team from the sergeant at arms and from the Capitol Police, they had their guns drawn in my office against the door. If that door came down, I don't know what would have happened. And I think that all we were asking for here is a commission to analyze what happened. And I think the culpability here is clear. I think that the former president did encourage them. His comments, or you should march up to the Capitol, and that he took the additional position that he was going to march up there with them, although he never did. I think he was slow to respond based upon the phone conversation that he had with Kevin McCarthy to call attention to the fact that this was not anything other than Trump supporters who were questioning the authenticity of an election that was about to be certified on January 6th. And I think one of the great moments for American democracy was the fact that at 3:30 in the morning, after the mayhem that engulfed the capital of the United States, that we marched back into that chamber and certified the election of Joe Biden. That is not a partisan position. That is our constitutional responsibility, and we fulfilled it.
And I want to congratulate you and Chairman McGovern for being there and making sure that the American democracy didn't collapse when obviously the president wanted it to at that moment.
That's exactly right. And for him to claim otherwise at this time is being untruthful.
In other words, he lied. Okay, so he lost the election. What do you get? It's a deeper philosophical question, but why are the Republicans still enthralled with him?
I think that he looms large with the base of the Republican Party, and I think that he has broad influence in the Republican Party. I think he has successfully intimidated some of them from taking positions they know not to be accurate. And I think that they are afraid of a Republican primary. One of the dangers or challenges in the modern democracy, it is now the primaries. And the primaries now, because they tend to deal with a more intense voter, but oftentimes has a very different view than the general election voter, that you tend now have to hold fealty to positions that you can't sell in November that you may well sell during the primary season. And I think that in the case of Donald Trump, what's clear is that while his number remains strong with the base of the Republican Party, his number has diminished significantly since the election occurred.
Absolutely.
He's now in the mid-30s.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think of their throwing Liz Cheney out of their leadership position? First of all, do you know her? I mean, have you spent any time talking to her? Yes. And what's she like?
I think she's pleasant enough. She's on the Rules Committee. And so I would always say when I had to take a Ways and Means piece of legislation up to the Rules Committee, which can be pretty partisan up there, that she always questioned me in a very polite and dignified manner. And if we've now reached the point in the Republican Party that Liz Cheney is not conservative enough for them, something has really gone awry. And if they're suggesting on the Republican side that she cannot criticize a former president, they forget the fact that Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter, that there are these moments when you disagree with the leadership of your party. And in this instance here, all she did was to voice her concerns that to build a broad-based Republican Party that in history was based upon a series of milestones, that you can't have a dissenting voice now, and that her father and her family, they have not been conservative enough in the Republican Party. We're witnessing a bit of a realignment of the political parties, and a part of that realignment is that they've become more populist on their side, and I think that it is ill-considered for our democracy.
Richie, how scared are you about this? I'm frightened to death. I mean, here's a guy who Trump, who really tried to undermine the American democracy and the electoral system. The fact that we have gotten this far with a guy like that does scare me.
Well, I'm a broad believer and supporter of the concept of our institutions. So I embrace our institutions, which I think have survived a civil war, world wars, depressions. And it's our adherence to a constitution and to the Bill of Rights, our institutions, not personalities, that see us through these difficult moments. I think that one of the great dangers that has occurred in American democracy is that we are now more and more, even in journalism, treating the need for honest and fact-based judgments as though it's entertainment, and ascribing the same standard to entertainment that we do to severe and serious political coverage. So I think that the amplification of conflict through social media has not been helpful. And I also think that fact-based pursuits is where our democracy should be strengthened.
So, Richie Neal, there is a chance that the Democrats will lose the House of Representatives. You think that's going to happen?
Well, I don't at the moment. I feel pretty confident only because of the following. I know that we lean in against history, but I was also there in 98 when we were supposed to lose seats when the Republicans overdid it with their pursuit of Bill Clinton. And now you have John Boehner, a friend of mine, former Speaker of the House, saying that their pursuit of impeachment against Bill Clinton was a huge mistake and that they paid a price for it. I think now that their support of Donald Trump could inure to the same outcome. And I think that you are likely now, because of the rise of the primary challenges everywhere and the use of more independent money on the outside, that a lot of these candidates that are going to get nominated by the Republican Party in these House races, they are likely to be individuals who cannot get elected in a November outcome.
Richie Neal is a congressman from the 1st District, the beautiful district where I live in Massachusetts. And I have to say, Richie, very proud of you. And, you know, it's great to know that you're there. Thank you so much for being with us. And when we come back the next time, believe me, I got lots more.
Thanks, Alan.